Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the evening is warm with clear skies. In Tel Aviv, it remains pleasant for a night stroll. Meanwhile, Jerusalem is experiencing a calm night, perfect for enjoying the city's nightlights. In Haifa, temperatures are mild, providing a comfortable atmosphere for outdoor activities. Here are today's headlines. First, earlier today, Israel Hayom reported that the IDF eliminated Abdel Rahim Kardi, a Hamas terrorist and doctor at Shifa Hospital, in an airstrike in Gaza City. Also coming in now, the Jerusalem Post reveals that Dr. Bishara Baba discussed a Hamas proposal for a 10-year ceasefire, disarmament and safety for its leadership. Also this hour, Walla reports that Washington promised Hamas an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza, citing Arab sources about a commitment from Prime Minister Netanyahu. Separately, Forward shares the story of Jewish and Muslim teens, Maxen Wallace Sigal and Nabila Rahman, who are fostering tough conversations post the October 7th Hamas attacks. And finally, I-24 News notes that Israel's commitments regarding Gaza are said to be reversible and tied to Hamas disarmament, according to a Board of Peace official. Here's what people are saying online. Gershon Baskin, a conflict resolution expert, posted just minutes ago that the disarmament agreement with Hamas might be a significant diplomatic breakthrough since the Gaza war ended in 2025, though Israel and Hamas are already disputing the terms. Ynet Global, in a post from earlier today, states that a proposed Gaza plan could grant Hamas political gains while limiting Israel's military options in exchange for disarmament. Mark Dubovitz, who leads the think tank, expressed support for U.S. authorities' efforts to charge a Turkey-based charity director linked to Hamas, highlighting Turkey's role in terror financing under Erdogan's government. Now for more on those stories, starting with the elimination of Abdel Rahim Kardi in Gaza City. According to Israel Hayom, Kardi was the deputy head of a Hamas cell and served as a doctor at Shifa Hospital. His death marks a significant blow to Hamas's military wing. This strike comes amid ongoing tensions and efforts to dismantle Hamas leadership in the region. Turning to Hamas' ceasefire proposal, Dr. Bishara Baba, interviewed by the Jerusalem Post, outlines a potential 10-year ceasefire. The plan involves disarming Hamas and ensuring the safety of its leaders. These discussions show a shift towards long-term peace negotiations, potentially stabilizing the region if implemented. Meanwhile, Walla reports a promise from Washington to Hamas about an Israeli withdrawal from Gaza. The report suggests a commitment from Prime Minister Netanyahu, as cited by Arab sources through Al-Hadaf. This development could reshape Israeli-Palestinian relations if the agreement takes effect. Separately, Forward highlights Jewish and Muslim teens engaging in dialogue after the October 7th attacks. Maxen Wallace Segal and Nabila Rahman have been creating spaces for conversation, bridging divides in their communities. Their efforts reflect a grassroots push for understanding amidst broader conflict. And finally, I-24 News reports that Israel's commitments to Gaza are potentially reversible and reliant on Hamas disarmament. A Board of Peace official emphasizes this conditional approach, indicating ongoing negotiations with significant impacts on regional security. On the economic front, first, Ynet Business reports that Amazon is boosting its AI spending to $220 billion, with AWS experiencing its fastest growth in 18 quarters. This surge demonstrates the growing role of AI in corporate strategies. Separately, CTech reveals that OpenAI is expanding in Israel, hiring former AWS executive Eliran Ben-David. The company aims to introduce new AI tools to Israeli startups, fostering innovation locally. And finally, Israel Hayom Business analyzes consumer spending trends, noting a rise in credit purchases with a shift towards more clothing and transport expenses. This data suggests changing consumer priorities in Israel. That's your Israel 18 news update for evening. We'll be back with more at 1 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.